Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Hello, and welcome to the Nerd Off, episode 7. That's right. I'm back, and I'm ready to do some nerd shit. It's on the Blackout Test Premium podcast selection for all the people that pay to hear podcasts and shit, because y'all fancy. I appreciate that. We actually got some nerds in the house with me. I'll never nerd off alone. You know, we like to do circle nerd off. So I got a few people you should be familiar with. Chris, who's been on the show a few times. What it is, Chris?
What's going on, man?
Chilling. Make sure y'all guys keep up with him, man, at Insanity Report on Twitter, Insanity Check Podcast, obviously. You also got the homie, Big Simba, a.k.a. Brian Midnight, a.k.a. Corner Boy, a.k.a. Phenom Black, P-H-E-N-O-M-B-L-A-K, no C, please. And, you know, just a light-skinned Negro that got out here and did some field work to move his shit across town. What it is, Brandon?
I just fucking hate it when fucking Clark Kent goes into the fucking phone booth and decides to become fake-ass Superman. It's ridiculous.
Clark Kent is a disguise, okay? Everybody knows that.
Clark Kent is real. Superman is a disguise. Nobody's born with a cape, Rod.
Hey, tall girl. We also
Who's
got...
Kal-El again?
Kal-El? His real name is Clark.
I think
Clark
he makes beeps.
Oh, yeah, on Krypton, they were like, hey, what are you going to name him? Clark. Where the fuck you get that name from? I don't know.
Jor-El, Tor-El, Clark.
It's like, your name is Toby now.
We also
Clark
got
Kent, white man.
We also got a man who was on the show, I think, 2 weeks ago. It's the homie Sterling, dog. What up, Sterl?
What up, man? How you doing?
Chilling, man. It's good to have you back in the building. You know, it's been a minute, but things popped off. I think the last time you were here, first of all, half of this show is going to be me reading feedback from people finally starting to write into the show because they were mad about things that were said on the show. So that's good.
I don't know about that, bro. This is not the Blackout Tips. This is nerd shit. And
well, not only that, but if this is what I think they're writing in about, I'm going to be calling them fucking morons, and it's not going to be good.
That actually might be entertaining.
Right. That's why I want to be here, because I'm tired of these motherfuckers.
That actually might, like, because in the Walking Dead comics, they do that little letter hack section, and they decided to post all the terrible letters they never post in one section and respond to them. That shit is funny. See, so this might be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I said, oh, y'all gonna be able to make the show? Let me pull out these letters I've been saving for the last couple weeks. I haven't even talked to these people.
This didn't want to do a nerd off. He wanted to do a roast off.
Hey,
I see.
One man's nerd off is another man's roast off. But let's cover all the bullshit that, you know, I don't feel like talking about a lot. Number one, we talked about the NSA scandal and shit on here with Chris, and we basically said, man up, nigga, of course they looking at your shit. And Edward Snowden has officially been charged with espionage. So, yeah, thought so. I mean.
What I love is, again, this is just another example. This week's been White Privilege Week with the Paula Deen shit and this, too. I love white people that think they can break the law and think that they're not going to be charged. It's like, and then they wonder why people won't like march for like people like Snowden, Bradley Manning, and things like that. It's like, yo, I'm black, yo. We get arrested for just looking black. This motherfucker actually does some illegal shit and runs to China, and you're surprised that the government's going to try to arrest him? Oh, fuck that.
Getting comfortable in his white skin, bro. Like, that's all it is. And they're taking away my privileges.
This is what happens. This is what happens when you think Facebook followers and Twitter followers are real. Because none of them niggas are coming to jail to help you out, bro. You are in there by yourself because a bunch of likes and retweets and online petitions.
Right. I don't know how Lupe got them people to show up outside Atlantic Studios, but that shit ain't about to happen with you, bro.
They're gonna change their avatars to, like, you know, pink or something for you, but that's about it, dog.
You ride or die for this motherfucker from my home in my chair in front of my television.
Right. I'm waiting for Obama to be like, yo, anybody who supports him is going to jail too. People are gonna be like, oh yeah, so About that, you and your own motherfucker.
Right. All right, then, man. Cause he became an internet hero, but that shit really has no power in real life.
Nope. All the motherfuckers talking about Eric Snowden is a true patriot, A, B, and C. And they just did the petition, got 100,000 signs on it. So now, like, Obama has to respond to it by his rules. He always gives some long paragraph. I really want that motherfucker just to respond, LOL. Like, he's not getting out.
Dog, your signature, let me tell you something. These people keep doing these goddamn petitions for shit. Your signatures don't mean shit unless people care about them. You could have 600 million signatures to petition some shit. If one person in charge of something looks at that and goes, man, I don't give a fuck about this. That's it. You sign that for nothing. You just put your whole government on a sheet of paper for nothing electronically.
Yo, I actually think this is Obama's response to that petition. It's like, okay, here's my response. Oh, this nigga's going to jail. next question.
Right. Yeah. So that was that one. I just wanted to laugh at that dude.
That was smart for them to all put their names on a list too that the government is watching. And then be like, the government watching us. Well, you put your name on the fucking list and was like, please watch me. I hate to pay.
They're going to be on that same list my parents were on when they tried to make MLK Day a holiday.
Yep. Hey, did y'all see the original Snowden email? I mean, interview anyway? That dude's a smug prick, dude. He's like, I can look up anyone's information if I want to, even the president. I'm like, see, this is why we don't need you working at the NSA. Because I feel way more comfortable if you could do that but didn't say it.
Right.
Keep that shit to yourself, asshole. Anyway, speaking of the homie The Rock, it's rumored that he might join up on Terminator 5.
Yes, I'm down.
Yeah, going to replace Arnold because they can't fight. Arnold will lose.
Yeah, they keep.
There's no joke. I'm just being serious. Arnold will lose.
Arnold's going to be in it too, but I hope.
Yeah,
I hope he like passed the torch to The Rock.
But I think he's returning as the Terminator.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, for what? He's like, even if in technology rules, this Terminator would now suck because it's 20 years later and the firmware old as shit. Like, he ain't got nothing on new Terminators.
Yeah, like,
shit.
Sony built this shit or something, dog. Right. I mean, this ain't the update 4.55, my nigga. He might make it.
Remember the last Terminator? He was so old that they didn't even bother using him. They used a CGI beefed up version of him. Mm-hmm. And everybody was like, yeah, he's going to be in Terminator 4. That wasn't Arnold. That was a CGI Arnold, yo.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yeah, and they kept trying to act like he's in there. I'm like, come on, man. That like, can we just move to The Rock? Can we just actually like have The Rock in there and maybe only make a joke about the old Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminators? Like maybe blow up a building full of them and let him be the guy? Because I actually would like. I think a Rock, even as not a Terminator, is scary chasing me across the country.
Dude, did you see him in Fast 6?
Yes.
Like, dude, when he just did the handshake on the dude in the CTV place, I was just like, yeah, nah, I ain't fucking with the dude, yo.
My nigga, Benzino has no neck, we laugh. The Rock has no neck, we're like, holy shit, I wish I was The Rock.
Yeah.
it's a huge difference, my nigga. It's a very huge difference. So, he literally, very like, huge difference.
The Terminator, and what was that movie, was it? It's not Drive. It was Driver, whatever the fuck.
Talking about Faster?
No, Faster was that it? Yeah, Faster.
That's yeah, Faster.
It. Yeah, he was basically a Terminator in that fucking movie.
Right, he was terminating the shit out of them ex criminals.
He's a Terminator with fucking Asperger's. Like he just walked around and say shit, didn't care about shit. He just one focus.
Yeah,
counting numbers and killing people.
I put the opening 5 minutes to Faster up there with anything.
Yeah.
It's just him getting out the car, you over the shoulder the whole time. Like, the fuck is this dude about to do?
Right.
And not a word was said by him.
Right. I think him as a Terminator, I'm down.
Yep. I'm down.
So, College Humor should actually do a skit where they only do an over the shoulder camera showing people the Rock shit. Like, so, if you don't fill out your taxes, this dude's coming to your house. And then they show that 5 second clip. It's like, so if the Miami Heat lose, this dude's coming to your house. You just keep doing that for random shit. Like, this dude will be making your Subway, sandwich. This guy right here. What a hire him.
You can show how disturbing it is and how intimidating he is. Just have him doing regular shit. Like, the Rock fills out tax forms. And you're just like, this is fucking scary as shit.
Would you like this guy to bag your groceries?
Right. Like, just like this he's like petting a kitten, yo. You know, it's like, yes, this motherfucker. Nah, man, I'm good, yo.
Yeah, I think also what a lot of people are missing here is there's never been a franchise that adds to The Rock and gets worse. So true. It can only get better. Did y'all know that apparently Facebook fucked up the security for 6 million people that were on Facebook and kind of leaked out their information?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Have you read your Facebook statuses? 6 million more people leaked their own fucking information every goddamn day. So does it really even matter? Like, I hate when people get mad over shit like that, but then I can see what your location is. I can see what you just ate because you took a picture of it. I can see where you at.
Your phone number.
And you put up there at 12:30 going back to work. Should be there in 5 minutes in my seat on the fourth floor in section J.
Right.
Here's a picture. I'm here.
I'm actually waiting for the series of really sophisticated criminals to start using that shit to break into people's houses. Like, all right, Rod's going to be out of his house in about 5 minutes because he said he's going down the street. He's going to be gone for an hour because he got another podcast somewhere. He's actually doing off location. And, yeah, this is a phone number, which is probably actually the number to his alarm system. So, yeah, I'm waiting for people to do that because people put way too much information.
I think somebody already did that. Didn't they have a kid who flashed some money or something on Facebook and they ended up robbing him and tying him up when his parents went out of town?
There's actually been a few of those. Like, like when, Places was really popular, and people were checking into Places. There used to be criminals that would be like, oh, so you're checking into the game? Let me go check into your house and steal your shit. So, yeah. But, yeah, the information they exposed, like, I got a copy of the emails and shit. It's not a lot. Like, it's like one or two lines of information, but still just, you know, play as fuck up, brother. Play as fuck
up. They'll be forgiven. Sony gave out people's fucking credit card numbers. They'll be okay.
How many times your information actually does get stolen or not stolen, but just sent out? Not just Facebook. I mean, we're talking, you know, your medical records, it happens more times than you would think because people are stupid when they have this information, put it on a laptop somewhere and just leave it out there. Next thing you know, the database is gone. So
I wonder if people Google themselves. Like, have you ever tried Googling your name? Google your name and see what comes up. Like, it could get a bit scary if you've been handling all of your business for everything online.
Yeah.
Especially like filling out your Gmail account to the fullest with your information, probably not the smartest thing to do. Mm-hmm. Cause then you can literally Google your name and they know everything about you, where you live. Hell, I found out the price of my parents' house by Googling some shit. Like, they had all this information about what it's worth, what they could sell it for. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, I actually found, you know, when I bought my house, I was looking that up online, and you can find out how much the houses next to me sold for, how much they're selling.
Yes,
you can find all the information is readily available. That is, you know, free information out there for anybody to buy a house because you need that to figure out if a house you're paying for is too much or anything like that. So that information is out there, folks. You know, you can find out if I know your name and your address, I can find out if you bought that house. I can find out how much you paid for that house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another thing. Does anybody else here watch Community at all?
Yeah.
Stop watching it.
Okay. All right. You know Dan Harmon is back for season 5.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome because I think it kind of went downhill after he left. Even though I stuck with it and watched it all, but like, I don't know, that last season felt like a complete cash grab. Like, how do we get the syndication?
Yeah.
But since he's back, when he first left, he talked a lot of shit and he had to take it back. He said that he regrets saying things and not thinking about other people. So I don't know if they made him apologize or whatever, but he had a Tumblr post. I'm assuming they couldn't make him apologize. He must have did it on his own. Cause he's pretty obstinate guy. But he said, I went to bed feeling great, woke up, started working on season 5 of Community with our exciting season 5 staff. I took them to lunch, checked my tweets, discovered my name in several headlines next to several bad words. And as usual, it was then that I started to consider how my words might affect other people if viewed as headlines. After 5 seconds of thinking, I realized, as usual, that other people might be hurt and that I really need to do this whole saying things and think about other people cycle in a different order at some point. I think it would make my podcast shorter, but I think there's a lot of listeners who would consider that an upgrade too. I didn't even know he had a podcast. I gotta go check that out.
Nope, me neither.
But yeah, man, he talked a lot of shit about the way he got fired and the people he worked with and yep. the decisions they made, he wanted Jeff's dad on the show to be Bill Murray and they didn't mm-hmm. go get him. Shit like that. And he was just like roasting them the whole season through his online,
his online yeah, like outlets. He would basically live tweet the episode like, nope, I wanted to do that shit. I did this shit.
it's so good, but it's so fucked up. And like, then they hired him back.
But that's funny, nigga.
And he was right.
I'm sorry, though. I'm sorry, Rob, but this falls under your rule of, nigga, you apologize and fuck you. Because I'm just like, no, man, if you say, like, I just don't understand this. It's like, if you said it and they hired you back, you really meant that shit. Why the fuck you apologize? They're gonna just
because, man,
now?
You can't do that. You no, can't. Once you didn't. Back in there, like, you gotta work with these people but in there. So you gotta come in with the no hard feelings, right, guys? You gotta come in there like that.
You know? Yeah, you come in there off in the setting, but you meant that shit, and obviously yeah. it was right because they invited you back. They yeah. knew what you said. They invited you back. There's no need to do an apology online. You tell these motherfuckers, yeah, I didn't really want you, but we're here now. Either you can go or you can stay, whatever the fuck. It's like, dude, you back in. Like, he had it in. Like, I don't understand why you apologizing for it. Like, dude, they asked you to come back after knowing what you said. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. You convinced me completely. Fuck that. He shouldn't have apologized. And since he did, I can't defend it. Sometimes you just gotta bite the bullet, man. You shouldn't have said that shit if it was so bad, man. But it's still very funny that he live tweeted them and dissed them.
Right. I'm like, well, that and that's the thing that gets me. It's like, I don't blame him at all for doing it. Hey, if I sit there and badmouth my company, they fire me, I badmouth them, then they invite me to come back and be like, listen, yo, we made a big fucking mistake. Without you here, shit's been going crazy. We need you back. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I'm not apologizing for the shit I said because I was fucking right. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, maybe internally you got to do some, you know, some softening of your stances and try to smooth things over, but going to the public to say that shit? Oh, fuck these motherfuckers, yo. They'll be all right.
So, I don't know if you guys have been following anything going on with the Xbox.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll talk about that in a second. First things first, did y'all know Americans are naming their baby girls Khaleesi because of Game of Thrones?
That's awesome.
Gangsta.
Like, I'm only in season one, but I already love that chick, so I'm good, yo. I'm down with that.
Well, that's because season one is where you get the most Khaleesi titties.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. You know, that first episode when I saw Khaleesi titties, I was like, I was already sold, so I just. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, there were 146 American girls born last year named, Khaleesi after the title held by Emilia Clarke's character on, Game of Thrones.
Which is funny because her real name is Emilia Clarke.
Right.
Not Khaleesi. Mm-hmm. Like, it's
Khaleesi sounds like the name of a stripper too, by the way.
Yeah, all these white little babies.
That is a black name. Names. Mm-hmm. That is a black yep. name.
Oh, all the Game of Thrones names are black names.
That is a derivative of Keisha. Like mm-hmm. it is like Keisha is respectable. Oh, Keisha. And then you got Khaleesha. No, I ain't hiring Khaleesha. Right. Khaleesi. He is dropping letters now.
Look how it's spelled, yo. Oh, my God. That's going to be great.
I got Keisha, Khaleesha, Khaleesi. That's how you get into the baby daddies went from good to terrible. That's just shit. Don't fuck about naming this kid anymore.
I normally don't do this, but let me go through these names because I've never done this with you guys on the show. Peter Baelish. Baelish, Littlefinger. First of all, his nickname is Littlefinger. That's a hood nickname. But Peter is spelled P-E-T-Y-R. These are black names. Cersei, obviously a black name, and it's a C at this front, not an S.
I dare you to spell Tyrion's name right the first time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I dare you.
Tyrion. How many of these people sound like they could play linebacker for Alabama? Joffrey Baratheon. Right.
If it wasn't for the last names,
right?
All you need to throw in there is some Jacksons, some Johnsons. Like, that would be perfect. Washington's, yeah, that would be perfect.
You just named LSU's, like, frontline right there. Yeah.
There's a dude that's just named Bron.
Bron Carver. That would be perfect. Bron Carver.
Sandor Clegane, aka The Hound. Tell me that The Hound.
Sandor Wilson.
The Hound with another tackle for loss. You know, Clegane's having a big day today out there for LSU. Theon Greyjoy.
Theon is, come on, yep. Theo, Theon.
Come on. It's Jorah, Melisandre.
Yo, you know what?
God damn, is that a medicine?
Let's think Game of Thrones for bringing black bad names to the forefront.
Yo. Oh, that old white man is a genius for using black names that ain't been invented yet, yo.
It's like twerking, yo. It's like it wasn't gonna be cool until white people found out they could do it too. Now naming your white kid with a black name is cool now because of Game of Thrones. It's all going downhill.
I'm just waiting for him to use real black names for these characters. Like, I'm waiting for a Jerron or a Javon character to come out of nowhere, or a fucking Damien. Oh my god,
Jamal Lannister.
It's gonna be so bad. Black people are actually gonna start naming their kids like regular white names, like Keith.
Right. Yep. White people are gentrifying black names, dude.
Right.
Like, they are taking them back. Mance Raider. Davos Seaworth. You know, hey, that's a great catch by Davos Seaworth coming out of the backfield there. You don't see hands like that on the running back every week.
Rod, because it's a white guy. So you'd be throwing the pass because, you know.
There's also a guy a lady named just simply Shay. Name one hood that don't got a girl that goes by Shay.
Did he get these names from a fucking like reunion first 48 show or something? Like, where did he get these names, dude?
Even the names that sound normal are spelled fucked up. Jon Snow ain't got no H in John.
Nope.
Rob Stark got two B's.
But fuck that. His last name is Snow Rod. Like, yep. That's a nigga name. That is a black name all day.
Mm-hmm.
Jon Snow. Come on, man.
Did you know Jon Snow has a 40-inch vertical, man? I saw him at the camp last week.
I think Jon Snow decided to go to Howard University this year because they have a really good business program. He wants to be like P. Diddy.
Bran Stark showed out at ABCD camp. Samwell Tarly. Samwell is the only white name, but that's because it has that that tie back to.
Yeah, I think you're Lord messing of the Rings. You're saying these people are going to be like running backs. No. This is going to be like, you know, Jon Snow's playing the clarinet at the Meyerhof next week. You know, that's what this is going to be. Yo. You're going to have some names. Like, Khaleesi gonna be, you know, she's gonna be doing ballet. Not stripping, she's gonna be doing ballet. You know,
these are black names, and if I came to your family reunion and you said, what's up with Khaleesi, we will both assume that's a black person.
You ain't even say the most obvious black name, though. Like, there's Sansa? Actually one character on the show who actually has a black name that probably exists out here in a couple of Chicago hoods.
Who that? Like Arya?
Jamie Lannister.
Oh, yeah.
Nickname is Jamie.
Jamie, yep. Mm-hmm.
Jamie.
That's a black name, dog. Arya and Sansa. Come on, man. These are black
Arya,
names.
There's a real Arya in hoods, too. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Caitlyn is spelled with a C, dog. Caitlyn Stark, dude. These are some hood names. Nobody brings them up. Maricela, Lysa. It's Lisa with a Y. Lysa. Come on. All right. I'm going to leave it alone. But yeah, I'm glad y'all brought that up because I talk about that shit daily. That dude just stole some hood names and made a fucking franchise off that shit. Like, I need to come up with some names. Wait a minute. Is this a Martin Luther King Jr. High School yearbook?
Yeah, right. He got his name from a goddamn homeless shelter, dog.
I'm about to keep walking right up in there. Who wants turkey? Do you, Josephia Barthu? Do you want turkey? Why you write my...
What's your name?
Yeah, why are you using that notebook, sir? Just take the turkey. Get out of here.
Turkey for your name. Turkey for your name.
Sign your rights away. You don't need your name for anything good.
And there's some Khaleesi right now stripping in a pole in Chicago somewhere going, damn, I could be rich right now.
Right. Her name got an H in it. My name ain't got no H in it.
Right. Mad as shit, yo.
So we got a...
Why she got two E's? She ain't better than me.
We got two... we got a bunch of feedback. I read some of this last week on Chris's show, but then I got more... response from it. So the first dude was 04 Soldier, who was saying that we're on Microsoft's dick basically, and we were hating Sony because
no, we got same. They told us the same thing on Where's My 40 Acres.
Okay, right. Yeah, yeah, because you know we did an unbiased, honest assessment of.
Hey, real quick, just so we can get this out there, fuck Sony and Microsoft. How's that, you fucking assholes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck both of those companies. Mm-hmm. I'm not loyal to any of them, because I'm not buying any of them for another 18 months after the shit they pulled the last weeks. Fuck both of them, all right? How's that for dick riding, dumbass? See?
This is what happened with Superman last night. Like, after, I was good with Superman, I was cool, and then somebody came in my mentions this morning, half-ass reading, and I was like, you know what? Fuck Superman. Now fuck Man of Steel, fuck the original Superman. Because you ruined it. Like I was good. I was good. So clearly if Nolan ever decides to do a fucking Cyclops movie, one of y'all X-Men bums is gonna fuck it up for Cyclops for me too.
I'm gonna have to end up going fuck Cyclops. I fucking hate Cyclops. Fuck him.
Like I hate him right now too, but maybe he could get a good film and then I might like him until some nerd fucker gets in my timeline and they'll be like, you know what, fuck Cyclops.
Oh no, I hate that nigga on like a personal level. Just because of how, just because, like,
he left Morph, yo. He left Morph. That's all you gotta say, yo.
Yeah. Oh, nah. Man. He started off the cartoon wrong.
Nah, it wasn't really did. It's the fact that Jean Grey wanted to fuck with Logan, but couldn't, because she couldn't take him around his friends and shit, so he went with the All-American nigga. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me of, like, when I was in high school and college, and I would fuck with white girls, but I couldn't go home to their parents. Because I was too black.
This nigga had a real connection to Cyclops. No,
like that shit is real. Like fuck that nigga.
This nigga turned Cyclops' ways into segregation. Like what?
This ain't have nothing to do with race, and now it's racist.
Nothing, and now it's racist. Like I never call Cyclops a racist, especially since he's a fucking mutant. But never called him a racist.
Fault, but fuck him.
God damn. I don't know. Wolverine was such a dirty Mac in that situation, man. Calm down.
He really was.
Nigga, you are 117 years old. Let my man be good with his chick, dude. Always showing up like Drake and shit. I hear y'all arguing. What's going on?
Funny part, he act like he can't find another chick. Like Jean Grey gonna die too, my nigga. Don't be acting like you will be caring about that pussy when he get old, because you ain't gonna age.
Exactly, man.
Sorry, I had to just cut in on that.
No, it's fine. I said, because all right, I'll read it. The response I had to it was, well, I'll read the shit. Great show as usual, but I got beef with you guys. What's up with the Sony hate? Are you guys all sponsored by Microsoft? If I was sponsored by Microsoft, probably be doing a little better. Let's get this out of the way first. I'm a Sony fanboy, but I would never support Microsoft anti-consumer practices that's being implemented on the new Xbox. Anti-consumer is what he's saying. I was prepared to stay exclusively with PC gaming if Sony followed MS with its DRM policy.
Can I say that was your first problem? I'm dedicated to PCs. Even PCs ain't dedicated to PCs no more, my nigga. My PC is outside the car, real undedicated.
Wait a minute. What gets me about that is you're a dedicated PC gamer. So are you buying games off of Steam? Because that's what Microsoft was trying to fucking do.
Steam is all DRM. And mind you, after the day that Microsoft did their policy return, before that, Steam announced they're going to start doing game sharing. Oh my God.
Hold on. Let me finish.
I'm telling you, Steam is laughing about all of this right now. Mm-hmm. Like, holy shit, they've never read our goddamn policies.
Yep. Let me get to the rest of this. When it comes to third-party publishers being allowed to use DRM if they choose to, this option allows PS4 users the choice of not supporting anti-consumer DRM titles versus being forced to accept it with the Xbox One. It's a great thing for gamers on the PS4.
And, or you could just not buy the games from those fucking publishers.
But that's the same policy.
Yeah, Microsoft does the same shit. Like, Microsoft said no DRM on a main, like, anything that's made by Microsoft, being Halo, Dead Rising, or Forza. Anything third party is up to them. That's the same shit Sony's doing.
Yeah, and that was before the reversal that they said.
Right.
Yeah.
And usually when someone says, I'm not a fanboy, but that typically means they're going to say some fanboy shit. The same way a racist would do the same. Chris did this by saying, if Microsoft would backpedal and allow offline for disc-based games. CEO of Microsoft said that if you don't have internet access by 360, I understand all companies need to make more money to thrive, but stop apologizing for Microsoft's greedy business practices.
Chris was right.
Chris was right, though.
Yeah. I wasn't saying that to be a fanboy. I was just saying that I knew what they would fucking do because, business, and companies make business fucking decisions. It wasn't a fanboy thing. It was just, you motherfuckers are so goddamn stupid that they're going to be stupid too and do the same thing Sony's doing, which is hide all their good shit.
Now, I would like to take a poll around the room real quick. What are the chances 04 Soldier writes back and apologizes to Chris because Chris was right and they did back off of the disc-based game, the offline thing?
Zero.
Anybody want to say? Okay, zero from Chris. Anybody else think he might write
He'll
back?
He'll find another reason why Chris is wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking because, I mean, that's 100% wrong now. They absolutely did what Chris said. Chris was like, well, if it comes down to it and it's hurting the sales and shit, not to sound like a fanboy, but Microsoft will just take it back. And
I would share my opinion, but I can't now because I don't have that capability. Sorry.
Well, you can share it with up to 10 friends. Put me on your family plan, nigga.
You had to be on it for 30 days, my nigga.
I don't have the disc. I can't share my opinion right now, so
I'll sell it to you later or to a retailer that participates.
So I said, I responded back to him like, who doesn't expect companies to be greedy? You know, everybody that I've talked to, and we said on the show more than once that we gave Sony complete props for the way that they did their PR and the way they trolled Microsoft and ran with it. Like, they had people, dude, the Sony CEO went on Jimmy Kimmel and had motherfuckers really thinking Xbox couldn't play used games, period.
Right. But they had real people thinking that dumb shit.
Right.
And the worst part is the backwards compatibility. Sony somehow confused the fuck out of not only Xbox fans, but their own fucking dedicated fans who own PS3s right now that do not have backwards compatibility. You dumb motherfuckers actually think that you're going to be able to stick your PS3 disc in a PS4 and play your game. You stupid son of a bitches. No, you won't. You have to buy the game again on the PS4 off of line, you dumb shits.
At best, what they're going to do is what they did with the PS Vita, where with the PSP you used a UMD disc and you did it with the Vita and you sent them the UMD disc and they sent you a voucher so you could play it on your Vita. I'm guessing maybe they might do that shit. But they announced that shit with the Vita when they announced the Vita. Mm-hmm. They haven't said shit about the PS4. And that
PS4 ain't about to do no extra shit they didn't.
So they're
announce.
Gonna make you buy this shit again, and y'all motherfuckers is complaining about backwards compatibility. Keep your PS3. Why are you stupid enough to buy the fucking games again?
Yep. Even the Xbox, well, you know, actually, I have an article on that. So, he later wrote, I'm not naive at all. Cause I was like, man, you being naive, you think Sony is about consumer rights and pro-consumer. They're about pro-dollars, and that's the only thing companies do.
Rob, before you jump into that, real quick, something else that PS3 owners don't know, because y'all didn't do your research. If you own a PS3 and your system crashes, before they had the setup that you could back your shit up online or through a cable, that implementation did not exist. The reason it existed later is because there was a heating issue with the PS3 and everybody got the fucking yellow light of death or whatever you want to call it. And it became so common that they had to invent it because you know what you used to have to do? You had to take your hard drive out of your PS3, put it in the replacement PS3 they would send you for $150, okay? You would put it in this new PS3. PS3 had its own OS. It would completely wipe the hard drive of anything you had on it. All your saved games. So, like, for instance, with Street Fighter, if you beat the game, had all the characters open, which is not an easy task to do if you're trying to get the last, like, three, you would lose all of that because it would completely reformat your shit. But y'all didn't know that. The reason that Sony was doing that, because they have, like, a seventh layer of security within their OS and the way they do the install. You don't own that information. They do.
They didn't even
want to let you get in there to get it. So you would literally lose all your saved fucking information. Don't believe me? Ask Twan. That nigga called me up when his shit crashed and was like, dog, I think I'm about to lose all my shit. Because I can't copy it.
This is the thing I always was like, why I kept bringing this up about Sony is, yeah, Microsoft has DRM. Because somebody was arguing with me this week about it. It was like, well, yeah, Xbox getting rid of all their DRM. It's like, no, they're not. They're just doing the same DRM that fucking Sony's doing. It's called the fucking disc. The disc is DRM. Sony came up with that shit. It's a DRM thing on the system. It had all kinds of fucking problems. Read up on Sony games that they had all kinds of problems when they first came up with their DRM on the disc. It's DRM. It's still DRM. You're just switching one DRM for an actually more I find a more convenient DRM, which is the always on internet thing, was a little restrictive in being a disk. That's all you're fucking doing. Now, if you like the disk DRM, fine. Say you like disk DRM, but don't say, well, I don't have any DRM on my PS3. No, you will. You will on your PS4. You will on your Xbox. The same DRM, motherfuckers.
Yeah, I think also what Microsoft was trying to do is so forward thinking that they were thinking next gen as like, we should switch media, we should switch the way you get games, all this shit. And people were just like, no, traditionally video games have just been better graphics, same shit, better graphics, same shit every year, you know, every time. And so motherfuckers kind of talked them back. But, let me finish reading this dude's shit before we get into some, cause there's a lot more Xbox One PS4 shit, a lot. He says, I'm not naive at all. In my post above, I was ready to abstain from buying a PS4 and stick to PC if the PS4 would have always online DRM. By the way, always online is just a terrible misnomer. Anyway, I disagree with the idea of Microsoft moving tech forward. I believe Microsoft is going backwards.
You dumb motherfucker. I'm sorry, but that is fucking stupid. I've been hearing this shit all day. How is Microsoft saying that you're going to be able to download your game digitally, share, trade, and buy game digitally, which you can't do now on either fucking system? How is that going backwards from, hey, I got this disc. Now I got to take this fucking disc around with me everywhere I fucking go. That means if you're going to play a disc, when you install your game, have you ever wondered why when you install your game on any of your systems, why you still need a fucking disc in there? If you install a 5 gig game, why do you still need the disc in there? It's called DRM. How is that moving backwards, you fucking dumb motherfucker?
Chris, calm down. I'm going to explain this very simply to you. It's very simple. Xbox One, before it reverted back, Jesus. PS4, born center. That's that simple. Like, and it's going to be some people that are going to be pissed at me for this shit. But if Xbox One hadn't backpedaled, Jesus. These motherfuckers sound just like the people that are coming up to me going, man, I thought it was going to sound like Graduation or Late Registration. Like Cruel Summer ain't come out last year. Like Xbox, they've been trying to push people to download games. The craziest thing to me about the always online thing are the people complaining about having an internet connection. If you have PS Plus, like, what's the purpose? You don't have an internet connection.
Somebody just said it in the chat room, and this is what's really pissing me off, because you guys are so just not getting it. Yes, you can buy your game digitally. You can do that on Xbox. You can do it on PS. But can you trade that game? When you buy it and it sucks, can you say...
Yeah.
That's why I don't buy games digitally on day one. If I... Let's use Colonial Marines as an example, all right? Ooh. That game sucked. Mm. Let's say I bought that game digitally when it came out. If I bought it digitally, what do I do with it when I find out it sucks?
Mm-hmm.
Can I sell it back? Can I trade it? Can I trade it for something new? No, you can't. Why? Because you downloaded it digitally. You cannot do anything with it. So why in God's name would I buy a game digitally if I can't trade it and get some kind of money back for it? That's why I go to the store now to get the disc. I go to store the disc to sell it back, because if it sucks, I can at least get some form of my money back.
Right, and Microsoft was trying to make it where you could digitally sell your games, trade your games.
And I'm pretty sure Sony was going to do it too. I'm not trying. Yeah. I'm only saying this for Microsoft because Microsoft announced it. I guarantee you that Sony was going to do the same goddamn thing, but they saw the way you guys reacted to Microsoft and said, okay, we're going to put this one on the shelf.
Right. And go ahead, Sterling. I'm sorry. I mean, cut
you. Like, people want to act like Sony didn't fucking backtrack with the PS4. People are acting like the PS4 didn't initially come with that PSI shit. If you don't think that Sony was supposed to come with that PSI shit, then why is there a light bar on the back of the DualShock 4 to work with the PSI that it doesn't come with anymore? Because they like, we can't do $4.99 during the world of $4.99. Let's move the shit down and make you get it separately, which is fucking retarded. Like,
which their $4.99 one, it's probably gonna come with the eye, right?
Mm-hmm. Most likely. Yeah. Like, it's so.
And that would mean they're jacking it up $40 bucks on you then, because the eye is only $59.99.
You know, the other thing too is when you say somebody's going backwards, that implies that they're doing something that's been done before. So if you're going backwards, what is Microsoft imitating? Like, what other time were you able to go download your video games and own them day one and sell them and move them around and let your friends play them without leaving your house. Like I don't think that's ever been a
time. They're imitating Steam, Rod. Clearly, that's how they're going backwards.
And real quick, because everybody's always saying that we're going back and blah 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 blah, and Always On sucks. All right, cool, motherfuckers. If you take away Always On, you take away the I and the Kinect, because people were trying to tell me that I don't want the Kinect either. You take away that, you take away all the Always On stuff, which is trading your game digitally, stuff like that. Take away the cloud, because remember, you guys don't want your internet always on, and you don't need always anyway. So take away all the cloud shit. What exactly are you getting in your next gen system that is next gen?
Right.
Other than better graphics.
I really think that people just want better graphics. Like, that's what we've been trained to want as gamers is, but look at these graphics. Like, what? Oh shit. It's the same game, but with better graphics. Like,
yeah.
And that's, and people just, you know, when somebody presented a revolutionary idea and they shot it down. Whatever happened to coming home from work and popping in a game cartridge and playing your video games you own? Now, it's questionable if you even own your games, and they must be checked once a day before you game online. When it comes to green.
Ooh, you know what could have happened to it? You know what could have happened to
say
it? It could have been that you could have come home, clicked on your fucking controller, and watched whatever movie was available you to stream, my nigga. It was gonna become Netflix, motherfuckers. Like, oh my God.
You still thinking too much in 2010. What was gonna happen was you were gonna walk in your house, put your keys down, and say Xbox on. Then you're gonna see who the fuck was on your friends list and say Xbox TV, Xbox HBO, Xbox Game of Thrones. You were gonna do that, then somebody hit you up like, hey, nigga, you wanna play this Forza? Xbox, play Forza. That's what the fuck was going to happen, but you motherfuckers complain so much that we got a fucking Xbox 360 2.0 now.
So now you still got to come home, find the disc you want to play, open it, bend down, and hope don't nobody scratch your fucking disc, because you know once you install it on your system, you still going to have to put that bitch in to play your goddamn game.
I had people tell me, oh yeah, I didn't even really want the Kinect shit. That just makes sense. So let me get this straight. You don't want the Kinect that gives you voice commands over your system. In what universe? Like, they are making, you do realize they are making smart TVs now? Like, Samsung makes smart TVs now that have basically a Kinect camera on it so you can control your TV from there. Why do you think smart TVs exist? Smart TVs exist that have all these apps on it and everything like that. Why? They're entertainment hubs now. Xbox is doing that. That is next-gen shit. Being able to say, I just want to come in and put my disc in. Nigga, what disc? As I'm coming to me, like,
for the record, he said cartridge. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, cartridge. Right. I had somebody come up to me who was like, well, I just want to be able to trade the disc when I can. I was like, well, what Microsoft was asking was, and what these next-gen, I'm saying Microsoft because they were the ones that announced it.
Right.
Like, guarantee you, Sony was going to do the same shit. Mm-hmm. What they were trying to say is, what disc? What you're talking about going in and trading and selling, you're going into a third party seller to sell the games. We're saying, why do you need a physical disc?
Yep. Like, because when all this shit was repealed, the Xbox One got rid of DRM. First thing I thought was GameStop won. Like, GameStop stock actually went up that day too. No joke. Because it was like, oh cool, everybody's got to go back to GameStop to sell their game again. And really, if you think about it, GameStop is something that shouldn't exist.
No,
like, we're in an age now where we can completely take out the middleman for games, for GameStop if we want to.
But that's the thing that killed me about it. What's that?
I don't know. It's gone.
That's what killed me about it. People who before Xbox and Sony made their announcement were all fuck GameStop. Then when it happened, it's like, well, I can't sell my games to GameStop now. Nigga, are you serious? Like, and of course, so somebody just said, Mitch raised his ass and think, I'm one of those folks that didn't want all that stuff. I don't mind having this. So my question is, why did you want an Xbox One? Because right now, the games that you could buy on Xbox One, the majority of them, you can get on your Xbox 360.
Right.
You don't want Always On. You don't want the Kinect to do voice commands. You don't want any of this shit. So my question to you is, what are you paying $499 or $399 for?
There's always
there's always
somebody holding the progress back. There's always going to be people like that. You kind of have to leave them behind because, you know, they're not profitable as a fan base or market. I would not serve these people. Like, Microsoft is doing it because they lost the PR war, which is their fault. Like that's not, you know, if they would have just, like, instead of trying to be arrogant with it on some, like, well, just deal with it, nigga, like I would have done. They should have been more informative. They shouldn't have left so much up to rumor, and accentuated the positives. So when people go, so I can't sell my game back. Yeah, you can sell your game back. Of course you can.
Like, I don't understand why Xbox did not why when they backtracked,
they were stupid.
All the elaborations for the shit that they should have explained at the Xbox reveal or at the E3 conference come out after the fact. That's what annoyed me one of the things that annoys me the most about the situation, where we had no information whatsoever from E3, from, you know, in any of these gadget or Kotogia, whatever, however you pronounce that shit, IGN, we didn't have any information. The day they backtrack, that's when all the fucking, well, this is how it would have worked. And there's a list, and I'm like, why didn't you release this that week? What were you waiting for? Were you waiting for people to approve it? Because you saw that wasn't going to happen.
Yo, Microsoft got arrogant. Microsoft is an arrogant company. Like, that's the problem. Microsoft was feeling themselves. They were stupid, and they didn't explain everything. They were just like, oh, they're going to fucking love it. They didn't realize that people are stupid. You know, and you have to explain to them what's going on. And Sony, I think, learned that from the last PS3 Xbox War. What's going on? Is that me or is it?
No, it's Sterling. Deidre does this. Sterling, your microphone, you need to, if you have a wireless headset or something, you need to unplug it from the USB and plug it back in. You need to log off, unplug it and plug it back in.
Yes,
yeah, Deidre's shit does this all the time. All
right. Because what Sony learned was, you know what? These people are stupid. And so what we need to do is we need to keep the good shit to ourselves and let them discover it on their own, because that's what it is. Like, you can't just come out there and be like, oh, this is awesome, you're gonna love doing this, because people are like, well, it's new, I don't know. That perfect example of this, when Apple entered into the iPhone game with the iPhone, I was a BlackBerry user. I was like, fuck a touch screen, fuck that, it's got a camera. Who needs a camera now? Hey, who needs a camera? I don't need a camera on my phone. I don't need a music player on my phone. Do you know how many people said that shit? Yeah, there were plenty of people that were like, yeah, that's new. No, there were plenty of people like myself who just didn't get that shit. And you know what Apple did? Apple said, fuck them motherfuckers. Like, people were telling me all the time that Microsoft was stupid for almost ignoring the cries of the people who didn't get what they were doing. No. Microsoft's mistake here is, one, first, not explaining the shit, or trying to explain too much of it.
Right.
And then their second mistake is, what they did this week is, going back on instead of just plowing forward and realizing that motherfuckers will understand once they see that shit.
Well, you know, the other issue I had with them was, I don't think, like I said, class is the new generation. That's the next generation of consoles, gonna be about classism. Poor people make terrible customers.
And
everybody wants a luxury Xbox system, and then at one point people were on my timeline talking about, but what about people that don't have internet but want this system? I said, if you don't have internet, why the fuck would I sell you my console? Are you gonna buy new games? Are you gonna, like, how are you gonna help my bottom line?
I wish you'd have got Span on this show, because I had a debate with him on Facebook, like a bunch of posts, and that was his argument. Talk about the fucking back Western ass crack of American civilization.
Yeah.
That can barely get, they have to get their water out of fucking well. He's saying that they don't have internet connection. If you don't have an internet connection in 2013, by the way, you don't need a cable to get an internet connection anymore. Like, Dish TV has internet connection now.
Right.
Fucking DirecTV has internet connection now. They're fucking satellite dishes. You can get an internet connection that way. If you don't have it in 2013, you, like Rod just said, why are you worried about, how do you even know that the Xbox One is coming out? Because it hasn't been showed on television. The only way we knew is because we watched E3 do a live stream on the internet.
Also, people don't realize you lose money on the console. So you're literally asking me to give you $200 to not pay me shit. You don't want Xbox Live. You don't want to be online. You don't want to buy digital games. You don't want to buy new games. Why the fuck would I fuck up my price model with you?
They're so contradictory, though. They're like, well, I don't even want to be online. Oh, but guess what? The PS4 gets to watch Netflix without a subscription. Nigga, how are you going to watch Netflix if you don't got an internet connection?
Right.
Well, the PS4 has cloud. Well, how the fuck are you going to do that shit without the internet connection? Nigga, you don't have it. The only people that have been explained to me, that have been people brought up, that have said might not have internet connection, might be able to do the check one time time a day to be on online, is military. And you know what I say? I love the military. I love them work out. But you listen, yo, having an Xbox One is a privilege. All right? And there's two things that could happen with that.
It's a luxury. It's a luxury item. It's like buying a car and being like, why I got to put gas in this shit?
Exactly.
Right? It's like, there's two things that can happen with that. One, they could get an Xbox 360, which isn't a bad thing for now. I mean, you want to, the idea here is to be able to play games and enjoy stuff and stuff like that. The military can do that with an Xbox 360. It won't be the latest and greatest, but they can do something. Two, if it was really that big of a deal, you know what a lot of companies do for government employees and military and things like that? They make separate systems. They do that. They make separate systems, and they make them special for the military so they can be able to, you know, bypass the always on or whatnot. They could do that. But the fact of the matter is, hey, listen, you can't be always on. You can't buy the fucking system. Listen, if I'm working in a secure location, I might not be able to bring my iPhone in there. Why? Because the iPhone has a goddamn camera on it.
Every day. Like, and it's not even just that. Like, I go visit my parents sometimes in Southern Virginia. They live in the middle of the fucking country. Their internet connection is terrible. Every time I go, guess what I don't take with me when I know I'm going to be staying for a week or two? My Xbox or my PlayStation. Why? Because I can't get online with it.
Yeah.
I have no fucking connection. I can't play online. I can't play with other people. I have to suck it up. Even using my laptop down there is hell sometimes. Like, I don't know how my pops is watching Netflix. His movies must be stuttering and stammering to the end. That motherfucker.
And don't
their
throw
connection ain't that great.
And don't throw soldiers, kids, and poor people in my face, dog.
Right.
I don't care. You can't serve everybody. Like, I don't know. People don't have business sense or some shit.
Well, the
man.
iPhone is only $600. What about that poor homeless guy in the corner who needs a phone? It's like, right. I don't give a
who
shit.
He might have a goddamn iPhone.
Right. It's like, the point, it's such a stupid point to make. Because the other thing, too, that gets me that, you know, again, what did Sony do at their thing? They sit there and says, well, you guys won't need to always be online. Well, let me show you all the stuff you can get for streaming. So they showed you the movies. How are you going to get any of the shit, the new shit that Sony said, if you don't have an internet connection?
It's just the idea of it'll magically check every night. Like, when you sleep, it's going to creep into your house and look through your games.
Maybe every time you turn the system on to play a game. Yeah. Like,
they really make it.
One major thing that comes with the internet connection that is something that is important. Like, you know, everybody keeps talking about, oh, well, you can't stream, you can't get online, you can't use Sony Unlimited video and music. I guess y'all forgot that they talked about that during the presentation, right. Huh? Yes. Like, but not even that. The most important thing that comes with the online, patching.
Yeah.
Patching. Nope. If you don't have an internet, I had Span telling me, I ain't never connected my Sony to the internet. So all your games is fucked up then, because you ain't had your 2K13 ain't been patched. Since it dropped, the game dropped. Guess what gets patched? The game it drops.
So, but I play single player games. So you don't get DLC. So you don't get DLC.
Hey man, not just that, but Span must be the nicest nigga in the world at Drake's Uncharted, dude, because they had to fix the shooting in that shit,
nigga.
That was a patch. Like, yo, we fucked up the guns. Our bad. Yo,
Halo
Span
has a
must
patch
be
like
trill.
That every week, Rod. Every time I play Halo 4, like once or twice a week, dude. When I cut, every time I cut on the game, I swear to God, there's a new patch.
Right.
They're like, we just updated some shit because it was broken. We made it better. Thank us.
NBA 2K. Wow.
Remember when 2K12 came out? Or was it 2K9? It was one of those. It was terrible.
Up,
like, you couldn't play it at all.
They had the rosters wrong and everything. It was after the lockout. They had rosters were all fucked up. Everything was wrong with that game. And then
how did you patch it if you didn't have an internet connect? Like, the dudes in the country who were playing their PS3s and didn't have an internet connection, I feel so bad for them. Like, their dudes, players' names was wrong and they stats was wrong.
One year, they invented my cousin, dude. Like, my cousin Anthony Morrow, he was playing for, the Warriors. And he wasn't in the game at all. Then that nigga started leading the league in 3-point percentage. Magically, one day, I uploaded that shit. It was like, Anthony Morrow's now on the Golden State Warriors. Like, thank you.
Like, when people, I've never seen since politics, people argue against their own goddamn interests until this shit.
They think it's a fight, man. But I gotta finish this. We haven't even finished this one thing, and there's a lot of shit. When it comes to greed, I agree. I believe Microsoft and Sony give two shits about me or you. All that matters is good money and good publicity, which is why Sony has jumped on the pay-to-play bandwagon for online play, which I don't agree with, but how am I supposed to play online with my friends? Anyway, thanks for replying, Rod. It wouldn't be called Nerd Off if everyone had the same opinions. I agree. And thank you for listening. Thank you for paying. Oh, for a soldier. And, sorry you had to get cussed out today. But, this is
yeah, part Sterling of saying call him back. I mean,
I'll call him back for sure. But you know, we appreciate it, dog. And, you got to be one of the rare people that Chris says fuck you to when he write the show, man.
I'm sorry, but it's just
Don't apologize.
You can't apologize, nigga.
Right, you're right, you're
yeah,
right.
Don't apologize.
Right, right. That wasn't a real apology.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't mean fuck you, but right.
But it's one. Yeah, I really do, because it's been bothering me all week, because people have been literally arguing. I had somebody argue, was like, well, no, you know, they got rid of all the good shit this week with Microsoft announcement. It's like, they got rid of all the bad stuff, keeping all the good shit. I'm like, what shit do they keep? Oh, well, they're adding all these servers, and they're going to have a cloud, but you guys don't want internet. Remember, people don't have internet, so we're going
to
do with that.
Yeah, and my response to this was playing your game as download only, using computing power in the cloud, being able to share games digitally is all moving tech forward to me. How can you deny this? They're both out to make money. I'm probably going to buy Xbox when I'm ready to buy a console. Probably won't be for a good while. And Xbox One still lets you come home, pop in a game, and play a game you own. So, I mean, if that's all you want to do, that's the baseline of using the system. We also had a couple emails. This is from Brandon. Brandon M. He says, what's good, Rod and Karen? Hope all is great with you guys. It's Brandon, aka Bill Monty, giving you some feedback on your Nerd Off show and continuation of the Sandy Check from last week in respects to E3 and the whole gen console wars. While initially I was leaning PS4 for my choice, given that I wanted sports and fighting games, or so I thought. Now I really have no idea. I'm not sure anyone should know. I'm in agreement with you guys that we have yet to really see what these systems can do, and that next gen gaming is at minimum a year away. The only next gen functions we are able to get at launch are what's provided by I and Kinect, yet people who don't care about those things still want them day one, which doesn't make sense to me. Yeah, by the way, buying the system day one doesn't make sense to me at all.
At all.
At all.
You all are paid beta testers. Like, this, another, I'm sorry, I wish, I wish you guys span on this show. This nigga bragged about having a pre-ordered PS4, and all I kept thinking was, good, congratulations, nigga, you just paid $400 to be a beta tester.
Like, yeah, see.
How is that a good thing? Like, I get you, Sterling. You just gonna game regardless. You don't care.
That's really it. Like, I don't give a shit. Like,
but you ain't bragging about it either.
No, like, I just want my shit, man. Like, that's it. Like, I bought the first iPhone when it first came out. Like, I just get what I feel is gonna be good for me. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it makes sense to actually wait to buy a new console till they work the bugs out.
Yeah, I mean, and also I just think the games. If I'm a gamer and I'm buying for games, once you take away the DRM shit, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like, what, the one thing they had that was like, yo, man, I might have to get this is so I could just say Brandon is my cousin and that nigga can play my games.
That would have been it.
Right? Like, that was the one
thing. That would have been it, dog. Like, me and Twan was talking about that. We were like, dog, Twan was like, I could let you try FIFA. I was like, nigga, I could let you try Halo.
Now we can't do that. By the way, I had half, they said up to 10 people. I had half my family filled out already.
This list was done, my nigga. It was already done. Like, I tried to get Sterling in. He didn't want to be a part of it.
Nah,
so I kicked him out.
When you were saying that, I thought you were talking about that, like, I just send you the game and I can't play it no more shit. That they're not
nigga,
talking.
I was talking about the sharing capability.
Yeah, no. I was about to talk. Yeah, I was about to have, my family was about to grow by about 10 people, according to Xbox. Like, I had my spots. I was about to auction off my last three spots, y'all. Real talk.
Here's the thing. The people were, I think there was a rumor that said that it was it was only for a limited time. It was like 45 minutes.
We're going to get to that.
They said that's a lie.
Yeah, we'll get to that, because that whole thing is a big rumor.
Because I still thought that was still.
No, that's just a rumor. That's not true.
No, nope, they say that's not true.
So it's a lie. Though, so maybe we don't even have to cover it. But, by the way, that is masterful trolling. I might read that later. The guy goes on to say the only Iron Kinect. He said, is getting a current gen level gameplay or worse with better graphics worth $3.99 on launch day? To each his own, I guess. Getting a new console immediately is like getting a gorgeous girl who don't know how to fuck yet. Developers have yet to grasp. Well, there's a lot of dudes into that.
A lot of niggas want to be first, my nigga.
Holla at R. Kelly. Developers have yet to grasp just how much they can do with these systems, and not to mention they still have to put a lot of time and resources into their current gen games as well. Yep, nobody talks about that. The DRM madness is also funny to me, given that, like you said on Twitter, Rod, that gamers think we won on Microsoft's 180. When it's really GameStop that won, are used games really that important to y'all that you're willing to keep using disc? How is the game switching function on Xbox One going to work without the digital component? Can't expect people to do their homework, though. That's why PR will always be relevant. Great show again, guys. Keep up the great work. That's a great email, man. Thanks, dog.
Yeah, that was good. I can't say fuck you on that one, because that actually is a good email.
Yeah, I didn't even have nothing bad to say about that, too. Yeah,
that's actually something that people...
Bring up some good point that a smart person would have thought of, given the situation.
And the thing about it is that he pointed out... When was this email sent?
His email was sent... Let me get it back. But go ahead, keep talking. It was after the DRM announcement, so...
Okay, because I was going to say that was the thing that Microsoft also came out. It was like, oh, yeah, now that we have to go back, yeah, all that shit, some of the shit we showed you at E3, you can't do now.
Yeah, it was actually sent 6 hours ago. So, yeah,
so congratulations on you guys. Some of that stuff you said, like switching games without the disc and things like that, gone now. But right. Yeah, it didn't matter. It didn't matter to you.
Yeah.
You wanted to get them and put your disc in, so, yeah.
Jay Fool writes in, and this was interesting because I actually had a talking thing that I wrote down today for the itinerary for the show that is the exact opposite of this. He says, Sony is Apple. I was listening to the video game discussion on the Nerd Off / Insanity Check, and I had an epiphany. The PS4 is the iPhone. They have a great marketing approach, just like
that's
Apple.
That's not an epiphany. You fell and hit your head, dog.
I love having y'all on. I don't have to say anything mean.
God.
Like people are paying to get dissed, and I'm just like, hey man, that was guys. Okay. I didn't say anything bad about the email. Thank you
tripped and hit your head. Every time you hit your head, ain't an epiphany, my nigga.
They have a great marketing approach, just like Apple and the iPhone. They rely on the PlayStation loyalists, just like Apple and their iPhone stands. And lastly, since Steve Jobs passed away, Apple hasn't really done any major technological innovations,
except the new Mac Pro.
Especially compared to all the advancements that Samsung has made, PS4 seems like there will be improvement upon the PS3, but compared to what I hear about the Xbox One, they aren't really doing much. It should be noted that Apple stock price has plummeted on an Apple scale, and that shit is still mad expensive. And I wouldn't be surprised if Sony stock tanks after people realize the PS4 really isn't that innovative. Sony really banks on that lower price and gamer loyalty. All that being said, I own both the PS3 and the iPhone, but I'm certainly not married to either of them. Might cop the one if I hear good things. I owned a Wii, a 360, and a PS3 at some point. 360 was the best, but that red ring shit made me go back to PS3 full time. J4. Thanks, J4. I was going to say, I understand what his point is, but literally as far as an iPhone and what an iPhone can do with apps and games and all that shit, the Xbox, and it still can be, to me, is exactly like the marketing of the iPhone as far as, yes, more expensive, but we're gonna make it more user friendly and easier to do shit. You can talk to your shit without a remote. You can operate your TV. Not to mention what I still think could happen, because developers are going to want this. I feel like they can create a iTunes for games.
Yeah.
Like that is still out there. And just be like, look, if you buy your shit digitally, your rights before this was it goes to your console and that's it. You know, it ain't go to a disc. You can't take it with you. You have to go log into someone else's Xbox. And download the game again. That's the only way you can play it as yourself somewhere else. And the second you log out, they can no longer play it. I feel like they should just be like, well, look, at the Xbox Live Store now, we're going to have day of downloads for games. We're going to have the digital sharing that we talked about earlier, but it will require that we check your shit every day. You can't play that digital game, not your disc games. You can play those shits whenever the fuck you want to. But if you don't want to stand in line for Call of Duty anymore, and you would still like to turn on your console at 12:01, We can do it. I think they should even have the pre-download shit where you can download the game and have it ready to play, and exactly at midnight it just activates like that.
That's all I was about to say. If they would have to do something like that, because those servers were trash at 12.
And if you're at the West Coast, that shit could even work then, because it's like, oh, I'm on the West Coast, but this game comes out at 9 according to my shit, because on the East Coast it comes out at 9. Boom, I can play my shit at 9. You know what I, like, I would like to see something like that. And I think, and we're going to talk about, next, Cliff Bleszinski, who was upset about, the Xbox taking back the DRM shit. But he was like, don't be mad. You guys are basically forcing us as developers and producers of games. We're going to have to start stripping shit out of our disc games, selling them to suckers for $60, and being like, but if you download it digitally, you get a quote unquote extra map.
Well, and the other reason why I think that this whole, like, he's in the chat room now trying to explain, I think this is a bad argument, because first of all, Samsung and Apple are at least, I have both. I have a Droid tablet and I have an iPhone S, you know, 4S. And you can make an argument that Droid is doing more innovative stuff now, and Apple, but it's like they're neck and neck, to be perfectly honest with you. They're going back and forth, and they're making each other better, all right? What Sony's doing right now with their shit is, who knows what they're going to do with the PS4, but they're basically telling Xbox is, hey, you guys are getting too innovative, let's bring it back a little bit, all right? Right. That's not what Apple's doing with the iPhone. It might not be as much. No, we read your email. That's what you said. Your comparison makes no sense. I would have been more into your comparison if you said that Sony is RIM with BlackBerry.
Yeah,
because that makes more fucking sense.
Well, I think, like, what I think he's trying to say is, as far as not being like an iPhone, but as far as being like Apple, is they're not really innovating with their newest shit. They're just kind of moving to the next one.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, but the difference with that, though, is that iPhone drops and Android and all of them, they drop an iPhone and they drop a new phone every fucking year. So, of course, no goddamn innovation with that shit.
But hold on.
This isn't that are like years apart from each other. There's no comparison there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, of course there's no difference between the iPhone 4S and the 5. I mean, it was last year. What are you going to innovate in a fucking year? You're not going to be able to do that shit. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Not only that, saying Sony is Apple doesn't make any sense in any way, because I haven't seen Sony ever innovate any shit with their fucking console. It's just going with what's safe. The biggest thing they did in the PS3 was Blu-ray. That's cool. You picked a side. Microsoft picked one and they failed. That's cool. But to say that Apple doesn't fucking innovate anymore, when you said Apple doesn't innovate anymore after Jobs died. Last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever E3 was, at the Worldwide Developers Conference, they showed off the Mac Pro, which instead of being a big-ass computer tower, is a fucking cylindrical piece of black plastic. What the fuck?
No, that's fucking, what I said. Like, that's no what I power, said while you were going, Sterling.
No, like, powerhouse computer. About. Like, nigga, this is the shit that's going to make the movies you watch, and it looks like the shit that holds your flour in your kitchen.
I don't know what he's talking about. Like, it's not even just that, like, and maybe y'all can answer this for me. What innovative exactly has Samsung done with the new S4 that wasn't already on scale to be done with what iPhone had set in, what Apple had set in place by giving us the first fucking iPhone?
Right.
And every year developing it a little, like Chris, it's a combination of what Chris was saying, and what Sterling was saying, because you know, Apple delivered the iPhone and it was like, holy shit, we've never seen anything like this before. This is crazy with the phone. Well, in actuality, Sony is Samsung. And Sony is Samsung because Sony looked at Xbox and the 360 and went, they're doing a lot of shit with this online stuff and they're charging $60 a month and sometimes they have sales. Their servers are better. They're doing more stuff with applications online. We're not doing that. Let's play catch up. And even into the next generation of gaming, Sony is still playing catch up. Only this time, these motherfuckers threw a rope and chain around Xbox via the fans, the consumers, you know, and now they're holding them in place. So now Xbox has to go, holy shit, now we can't make any moves because everybody thinks Sony is doing the right thing and we're doing the wrong thing and it's fucking up ourselves. Mm-hmm. All right. So we just gonna chill. We gonna wait. We gonna let this play out. And then we'll break the chains and hopefully we'll be able to get our stride back and get as far ahead as the game as we should have been day one, the 30th of November.
For the record, let me just say, because I saw this in the chat room again, it's not that I'm pro-Apple or pro, I have both.
Yeah.
I like my iPhone. I like my Droid tablet. I don't subscribe to the, well, I'm pro-Apple, exactly. And so I can't. That's stupid. It's exactly. Fucking dumb.
It works for you. I have a Mac Mini, and I have a Chromebook, and I have an iPad, and I have a Windows laptop. I get what I like. And I just want to make this perfectly clear to prove why you're wrong. You're saying the iPhone doesn't innovate anymore. The reason I keep dropping is because I'm using iOS 7 right now, which changed the way my whole fucking phone works. Not like from iOS 5 to iOS 6. It looks and feels like a brand new phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, like if you can go online and just go look at what iOS 7 looks like. It doesn't look like anything the iPhone has done before. So to say any part of Apple doesn't innovate makes no sense. And to say that Sony is mimicking them makes no sense because they're making a shitty product. And Apple doesn't do that.
What is the PS4 doing that is innovative that you cannot do right now on the PS3 or the Xbox 360?
Well, they're making you pay for PS.
You know what? Well, his thing is that he finds Apple to not be innovative,
mm-hmm.
Since Steve Jobs died. So he's saying basically Sony is Apple since Steve Jobs died and not innovative enough. I don't think the analogy holds up necessarily because I don't know everything about this tech shit and you guys are blowing it apart. But, I'll just say I get that what he's saying is that Sony's not doing something innovative. And mm-hmm. I agree with that part of his statement. Maybe the Apple analogy is what's throwing everything off, but
yeah,
I feel what he's saying. I call it a PlayStation 360, dog. It's just the shit that they missed out last gen that they should have done from the jump.
So far,
right, that's why I was saying Sony is Samsung. That's why I was saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know enough about these phones to even argue with y'all.
Because Samsung at least throws a bunch of, like, Samsung throws a shitload of new features in each phone, but basically keeps the phone the same. Right, like, right. They're just giving you, like, the best thing I've seen about the PS4 so far, because they still haven't really shown us the operating system, which runs this new console that comes out in, like, 6 months.
Mm.
The best thing I've seen is that if you want to download a digital game, you can choose to download the multiplayer portion or the single player portion first. That's the best thing, and that's not going to get me to buy, like, spend $400 on the fucking console.
Well, as long as we can all agree.
That still doesn't sound that great.
As long exactly. as we all can agree that the Wii U is the Nokia brick, then yep. I think we're good.
Nokia brick.
Damn, this nigga said Nokia. I thought it was BlackBerry's comeback.
Nah, dog. It's the Nokia brick, dog.
Are you sure? Because BlackBerry's trying to make a comeback.
T9. Might be a BlackBerry. No, we're using that T9, dog. We're using that T9 to get your text messages out. Real quick, just Cliff Bleszinski went off on Twitter, and basically said, cause he was pissed because, people don't realize how much this shit hurts developers and people that make games. And, I understand that people are like, well, fuck you, fuck them. But if I'm gonna be like, fuck somebody, fuck GameStop before fuck them, because GameStop ain't making shit. So, like, I never understood that. Like, well, fuck all of them. It's like, well, one of these dudes gave me a great game. So I would like him to get more money in his pocket to make more awesome shit, rather than, GameStop. And, you know, his basic point was, look, man, people are going to be able to buy these games digitally straight from us. We'll get the money. And now we've lost that because people are scared of progress and because, Sony forced Microsoft's hand. He said, and he said something I said, which is, and a lot of people disagree, man. This is not Microsoft listening to fans. This is Microsoft listening to money.
Yeah.
Like, they fucked up PR wise. Sony put the gas, they put the fucking boot to their necks. Like, dog, say something. Like, they forced them to be like, okay, we take it all back. Cause, they were losing, 2-1 or some shit, in pre-orders.
Yeah, it was just about the, I believe the Xbox One before the policy change had 45,000 pre-orders and the PS4 had 60,000. Supposedly that's only in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
But since then they've doubled in what the PS4 has in pre-order. So the Xbox that's not counting in America.
They were losing that fucking PR war, and Sony, like I said, I have nothing but good shit to say about Sony's PR campaign, because that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Like, these niggas really just was like, hey man, how you, how you let people borrow your games? Like this nigga borrow my game. Like that is ingenious. Yeah. Going on Kimmel and letting Kimmel, you know, fuck up and lie basically and being like, I ain't gonna say you wrong. That right. was smart, man.
Sony has been, like, I give him credit for being the greatest trolling console ever. Like, yeah. Their commercials have been trolling fucking commercials yes. for like 5 years now. So when it came the opportunity for them to use their powers of trolling for good, for right. them anyway. Oh, yeah, they fucking ran with it.
Yeah, they ran with it,
and
dude.
We all agree, it was the smartest shit they could have ever done. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. I actually, in one respect, I hate it because we're not going to get the next gen features now. Mm-hmm. But I also think that I actually like it when a bully and an arrogant motherfucker gets slapped in the face, which is what happened to Microsoft. Microsoft was basically like, oh, no, motherfuckers, we're going to kill you. And Sony was like, all right, cool, let's go for a fight. Sony came out and did their Microsoft came out and did their shit, got smacked by Sony and didn't do shit. Right. Like, what Microsoft should have done was been like, cool, you guys win this round, we'll be back. But Microsoft was like, we're going to tuck our tails and run, bitch.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Now, and the thing is, it's fucked up. That's what people wanted because they went out and bought more systems. But I feel like this is going to lead to Game Tunes, dog, or iGames, really? However you want to call it. I feel like this is going to lead to them doing this shit with digital games through the Xbox Live Store. And it'll take longer to roll out, but yeah. We'll get all this shit, dog.
Yeah, I said, like we had that conversation on Facebook or on Twitter. And I was saying, that's just wait. Right. Give them some time because Xbox did not plan all of this to just not put it out. The console has the capability to do it. They're ready to do it, mm-hmm. and they want to make money. And there's more money to be made this way than the old way.
Yep. Yeah,
give them some time. Let people get their PS3s and I like playing fighter games and sports games. Let them get that shit in their system. Let all them dudes that don't use their internet, even though they got tablets, iPhones, Sonys, Wii's, televisions, computers, laptops.
I'll be playing
fucking internet, fucking alarm systems now even work off the internet. But you know, you ain't got to always
know they play the fighting games in Madden with their boys, but you don't go online. Nigga, fuck you.
Right.
Like, who are you talking about? Who are these people that don't get online with their next gen system?
Well, not just who are they, but why would I sell anything to them? They're not gonna help me make money. About them? But go ahead, Sterling. I know you've been trying to say something for a minute. Go ahead.
Like the most fucked up part, because like that shit actually hurt me when the policy came out about how they were switching, and Cliffy B kind of really just put it into words, because I thought about it before the policy got changed. I'm like, if they're gonna be giving developers like money constantly, and so there won't be used games, they'll get money on the back end, they'll be able to make games cheaper. And people kept trying to argue, like, no, it's a fantasy, that won't happen, even though Steam constantly has cheap-ass games. Right. Like, once every 3 months, they have brand-new games that came out within that year for $5 to $10 fucking dollars. We right. don't ever get that shit on consoles. And then Cliffy B basically said, like, y'all took this away, and now we gotta keep charging you $60.
Not just keep charging you $60, strip shit out of our disc like we've been doing, and then charge you... and then to get you to go digital, and then we're just gonna put what we already had in the game. We're just taking shit out of our disc. Like, and he's basically admitting it, like, we gotta do fucked up shit now because of y'all.
Yeah, it's so shitty. It's such, like, and it's not shitty on his behalf. They gotta make money. It's the way they feed their family. It's shitty because the vocal minority of these fucking nerd ass niggas that complained and made petitions became the majority on the internet because they were the ones speaking up, while people like me were just like, I like the Xbox One, I'm a pre-order and be cool. And they got what they wanted, and it fucked up all of us in the long run. And
the thing about it is, I don't even think they got what they wanted because they don't understand. Like, I'm sorry, Mr. Rage, and I'm actually sorry to you, Rob, because these are your paid customers. But you say always online is coming, but the hardware isn't the way to do it. It scares folks. Nigga, you want to listen to a podcast online now. Like,
yeah. Well, how can you be scared of
it? It's not that it's always online. It's that when I go right now to log into my Xbox 360, I log on. It automatically logs on because I don't go to turn the Wi-Fi on. It's already on. So what is different between that and what the Xbox One is doing? Well, if my internet's down, do you know how many times my internet is down in a year? Almost never.
I got a question. Ask anybody, all of us here have Xbox 360s, so I can ask y'all, but I dare anybody listening to this, ask one of your friends that got an Xbox 360. If you come home and that little dude on your Xbox 360 is sitting in the middle of the street by himself, you know your internet is fucked up. Like, and at that point, it's like, oh shit, what's going on with my Xbox? Like, yeah, you know it. It's a whole feeling, dog. It's an ambiance created by the Xbox 360 of the whole social interaction and with the GUI and stuff for your user and shit and for the system itself. You can see that shit and you feel it when you come home. There's nobody owning a 360 right now that be unplugging their fucking system. Like, nobody does that.
Yeah. Can we just say?
You've gone months without internet because you deployed. That is what happens. That is your job. That is what you do.
Like, exactly.
They do not make systems for you. The system is not made for the small minority. I'm sorry. It is not made for you.
Not like, only that.
It's hard about that. If they told you right now when you were to deploy, hey, you cannot bring a phone that has a camera on it, would you go to Apple and be like, well, y'all don't make a phone with no camera on it. Right. So fuck you. No, you would just say, okay, I'll have to go without that right now. It's okay to go without something. Like, if you
want to, it is still a luxury item.
They're all luxury items.
Right. Like, people keep acting like it's water and it's not. Yeah. It's
better yet.
Go ahead, Sterling.
Better yet, all these people are saying, like, but it doesn't do this. It won't help the military. I'll be the nigga to say it. Fuck the military. Go get a 360. Go get a PS4. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm not concerned about you, dog. I'm not concerned about people in Wichita that don't have fucking internet. You don't buy the system if you can't use it. Go get a PS4. I've talked to people in the Marines and the Air Force. They both said, yo, we just go get a PS4. Yeah. And better yet, I don't like the PS4. But the one thing I'm not doing is telling Sony what to do with their console. I'm just not going to
buy it. Well, you know what's funny, though, is I do care about the soldiers and all that shit as people.
Right. Yeah,
but this is a game console that somebody is selling, and it's like people just lose track of it because if you say children, poor people, and soldiers, everybody backs off. And I like to point out, man, because I know there's gonna be another, like, y'all fanboys. If we were fanboys, we'd all be celebrating, like, yo, Xbox winning now because they selling more consoles. I'm not. I'm like, I only wanted this for this. I can hold on to my 360 longer.
I'm happier when niggas weren't gonna buy it.
No. Yeah, and I already have, I'm already always online. Like, I have background downloads on my Xbox right now. A lot of people, I don't even know if they know about this, but I turn that feature on immediately. If I go on my computer or my cell phone and I buy a game off Xbox Live, via that, it starts downloading to my system immediately. I get home, I turn my system on, the game's there. So I know I've always had that, and I don't, if that's what it's got to take, good.
It tells me if people go,
yeah, I don't want that feature.
Like the Kinect. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't use my Kinect now. Okay, fine. But the Kinect now was an add-on to the Xbox 360. It is now, just like the Eye, is an integrated part. Like these are things with the Eye with the PS4 and the Kinect with the Xbox 3, 1. These are things that they've actually now had all this time to develop for the system. Like I said, I mentioned the last time, it was like that PlayStation Playroom shit that they demonstrated with the new controller and the eye. I was like, that's fucking cool. That's cool with Sony. But they buried it. Why? Because people were like, well, I don't want that shit. Like, I'm sorry, but this is one of those times where the consumer is stupid.
What happened to options, though? Why do these systems have to be one size fits all? Mm. Like, fuck y'all, man. Like, if I want to get some extra shit, let me get the extra shit. Like, if back in the day, if you wanted a 40 gig PS3 or you wanted a 20 gig PS3, then you go ahead. Me, I went out and I got the fucking 60 gig. Then I went on Newegg and got a 500 gigabyte hard drive. Fuck you. I need options. And if you motherfuckers don't want no goddamn options, then buy the shit and shut the fuck up and play your game by yourself.
My real question is, let's go with Sony. All right. You're going to pay $399 for a system you're never going to go online with, that you're not going to use any of their new features, which is cloud. You're not going to use the new entertainment hub and streaming show that you're not going to be a plus member because you're not going to be online. Why are you paying $399 for that system?
Oh, yeah, because we covered
the
this.
The games are coming out in the fall. The majority of them are also on PS3 or 360 now.
So the you're fall not, for the next 3 years, Chris. For the next 3 years, right. You will be getting those games.
You're not even getting exclusives. So why are you paying $399 for this. And I can now, because now that, Microsoft is doing the same thing, why are you paying $499 for that Xbox system? It is doing the same exact shit.
No, well, like, the thing is with me, not to cut you off, but the reason why I chose them is because both have day one launch titles that won't be on the current gen console.
Yeah, Sterling, you're a different animal because you were into that. I'm talking about these other people that are like, I'm not going to go online. I'm not going to do this. You're not going to use any of the new
These are commercial gamers, Sterling. They are not gaming like you.
Them niggas need to go pick up a DS and sit down. Like, they don't need this new shit.
Like, I got people go, yeah, I don't play games online. I don't play multiplayer. So then,
you know, also as a developer, man, it's got to suck to be like, yo, we sold 4 million copies of Gears of War. And you go online and 8 million people are playing Gears of War. Like, that's gotta fucking suck, man. Like, that's, you just missed out on all that fucking money, dog. Like,
but you know who didn't speak up either during this time of crisis? Like, if they understood this, they didn't speak, the developers didn't speak up either. Only, and it didn't help that only some Cliff, developers were actually speaking against Xbox.
Hey, that's what Cliff even said. If you're a developer that's stuck on the disc only shit, then you're holding us back too. Like, He went in. I followed that nigga off the strength of that shit. I was just like, okay. Like, I like how he thinks, man. Other quick hit. The Halo trilogy is now a Halo saga. So I'm assuming that means it's going to be more than just Halo 5 and 6. And
they're going to try to, like, put all the stuff together. Cause there's a Halo game not even coming out for Xbox. Just the Windows, like, phones and tablets. And I think they're going to try to tie all that shit together. But, who knows?
Xbox One doesn't have an official release date, despite what Amazon says, according to IGN.com.
That's so cool, cause I'm not getting one now for another 12 to 18 months because you took away all the reason for me to get one. They are now, them and PS are now back into the holding pattern of, well, I'll wait until you guys actually show me some next gen shit, which won't be for another year because you got fucking afraid of consumers.
For people that want to know what they lost, I saw an excellent article called 6 Great Features You're Losing with Xbox One DRM. Which is funny because I listen to Games Radar podcast and they it's called Radio Radar. They definitely were shitting on Microsoft's PR and the shit they were trying to do. And then when it got yanked, they were like, but we lost these things that we wanted to try.
Hilarious. Hilarious how that works. Right. Hilarious how it works to campaign against your own interests. Then when they get taken away, go, oh, but I wanted that shit.
Right. That was my interest.
So you're going to lose, of course, your library won't be digital, which I thought was fucking sweet. Like, no matter where I log in, my games go with me.
Yeah.
No matter what. Like, now that only happens for digital content and I have to re-download it onto another person's hard drive. This shit is just like, it's in the cloud. You got access to play it. Go ahead. You can't share your family. You can't share your library with 10 family members, quote unquote family members, because they said they had no way to determine who's in your family, who's not. So Chris, Brandon, Kev, Aaron, Sterling, Karen, they was all going to be family. Now they can't be.
Fuckers. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Y'all broke apart our family.
Yeah, thanks.
You're ruining half any homes, nerds.
Anti-family motherfuckers, yo.
No gifting. No. Yeah, y'all against the family. No. No gifting purchase.
Fuck the Sopranos, yo.
There's no gifting purchase games online. So they were going to have it where you could buy a game and be like, you're not.
Happy birthday, Rod.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. They were going to do that shit?
Yep.
Yeah. I love that shit on Steam. It's so dope to give a nigga like a $5 game. It's like, I got you, nigga.
Go ahead, Chris. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying thanks, motherfuckers. I'm just saying thanks. Yeah.
I personally install every last one of my games onto my hard drive to make them load faster. And every single time I think, why do I even need this disc?
Now that
won't happen because you need the disc to be in the Xbox One, even if you've installed the game. That will continue. Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, I don't have a problem putting my disc in. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like, Xbox, just give me a warning, dog. Just tell me, like, hey, man, if you digitally install this, you know, you can't, you know, like, this is now a digital game. The disc doesn't matter. Cause I will say yes every time. Like, thank you. Thank you for letting me know, but I want this.
That's awesome.
Cloud computing will now be less attractive for developers. So people that they were saying you could even do stuff. Cause that was the thing I was going to say earlier when Chris was like, well, the servers better not crash. These niggas got 300,000 servers now, Chris.
Yep.
The upgrade was insane.
Shit. Like,
the upgrade was amazing. And by the way, the reason Sony is charging y'all now
is because Xbox was able to do such an amazing upgrade, and right. Sony wants to do the same thing.
You wouldn't have been like, that's the thing, is day one digital games being available is something they clearly were preparing for. 300,000 server, that's overkill, dude. They were like, in case our server backup servers fall down.
I was going to go into GameStop, cut my card in front of them and be like, peace, niggas.
Yeah.
That shit.
It was the sharing, it was the cloud computation that people were like, even Todd Diamond asked me, he was, you know, the 360 system is what, 500, or the Xbox One was 500 gigabytes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how would the cloud have worked? You wouldn't have had to worry about those 500 gigabytes mm-hmm. ever running out.
Dude, not only that, the Xbox One did something that Sony hasn't mentioned yet. And they said straight up, yeah, we're not giving you, like, you can't take the hard drive out because the hard drive actually has the OS, all three OSs on it for the Xbox One. They just said, yo, go get a USB external and hook that shit in. Which means instead of paying massive amounts of money for nothing, which you normally do now with the Xbox 360, by paying like $130 to get a 320 gigabyte hard drive, you could pay $130 and put a 4 terabyte hard drive on the back of your Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And Sony's not talking about that shit. Like,
basically what happened this week is, before the announcement, I would have gone into GameStop, tore my car in front of them, throw it down the ground and say, fuck you motherfuckers. Then after the announcement, I would have to crawl back in there and be like, yo, can I get my card back?
Yeah.
Like, because,
yeah.
Why am I not going to buy this now?
Right.
There's no attractiveness to me not.
He had to go back in there and be like, yeah, is Chris T?
right.
Can I
get that back?
Can you
now?
Just print me a new one? I don't know what I was thinking earlier. But also the thing with the cloud, with the servers is, if I know my game will never go, like, digital sales of my game won't just like shut down because the servers won't go down and get slow and shit. I want my game out there day one because I get more money and I want my shit. And if GameStop starts selling my shit for $50, I start selling my shit for $30. Like, I'm getting all 30 of these dollars. GameStop is getting fucking giving me zero of them. It seems so fucking logical. Less potential for game price drops. Obviously, digital game price drops. Like, and it's got a screenshot of Steam, by the way, and everything on here says -75%, -50%, -75%. I'm like, God damn it! I wanted that. Yeah, Modern Warfare 3 -50% right now, nigga.
I buy shit on Steam just because it's cheap. Like, I have Farming Simulator 2013 because it cost me $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel bad because I brought Tomb Raider for $20. I thought that was a steal. Now I'm hearing these Steam prices and I'm pissed.
It makes no sense. I have 40 games right now on Steam and I don't got a computer to play them on just because they cheat.
Right.
Like, and we were going to get that kind of shit with the Xbox One, where basically when they were like, hey, nigga, Xbox sale coming, you just look at your wallet and say, I'm sorry, nigga, and you buy everything.
Yeah, I didn't want to say this, Sterling, but you might have a problem, man.
I probably do.
We actually are here to help you out.
Digital hoarder.
Yeah. Now, but see,
he said he buys Steam games and don't have a computer. Did anybody else hear that? Was that just me?
No, I heard that shit and I let it go.
Okay,
you just got it like that.
There's this website called Humble Bundle where you pay what you want and get like 8 games. You pay above the average, you get the other game free. So like when THQ was going out of business, they were giving away all the THQ games. I paid like $5 and got all the Command & Conquers, all the Red Faction, and all the Saints Row. Like, that shit is dope.
Right. Yeah. Just go ahead and play it, bro. Because
God damn it.
Addiction. You have an intervention.
I'm not going through the intervention cry, yo.
Yo, you're
just.
I don't have a problem. I need to leave the room right now.
Sterling, man, we all care about you, man. And we actually brought you here to talk to you about the way that your addiction is affecting all of us in your life, man. We just want you to get help today.
You sold your computer for Steam points, and now you can't play any of the games you brought with the Steam points. You sold your computer for Steam points. You have a problem.
What can we do to get you to go to get help today?
Nothing, man. I'm sorry. This is the life for me. I need this.
Why are you looking at the title of his Steam games and imagining what they play like?
I'm really, like, what's really fucked up is I'm on Steam right now looking at what's for sale.
Like, you like me and books, dog. Like, I buy books and I don't read them, and then I look at my books like, look at all the books I got.
Oh, Sterling's sitting up here like, Shogun 2. I bet that's right. A good one.
One day I'm gonna read that book, dog.
Right. One day I'm gonna get a PC again and play these games.
You know what? I might not finish all of that book, but I'm gonna read some of
them. Look at right now. I got 66 games and I don't think I played but two.
Oh God. Oh man. You know what the thing about it is? We're talking about Steam, but you know what we get now instead of Steam? This is awesome. We get like $10 games from GameStop online that you can't really get because their system crashes all the time. But
yeah. Right.
But if you can get on there, it's $10. So.
Oh, and if it was really awesome if I would have got Injustice, both copies that I had for both systems, that GameStop was like, hey yo, it's your turn to get raked. Game's gone.
Has anybody ever tried to buy from GameStop online, by the way? Not the sale, just I want this game shipped to my house?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't. Cause they sent me games, no cover, no book.
What? Wow.
Scratched up disc, all inside, dog.
Oh, they sending you used games.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cause you know they, I know people probably don't know this cause they don't be thinking outside the box, but GameStop has a whole back room. It's not just full of games, like motherfuckers, and they do this at Best Buy too. Mm-hmm. They can rewrap your used ass goddamn games. It's so
my uncle,
I'll tell you straight up. Like when I used to work at GameStop, there was a dude that was pissing me off, and he wanted his shit returned. So, and then wanted a new one. I went and got the new one, wrapped in the cellophane, put it in the bag, put the receipt in the bag, and then wrapped the bag and the game in cellophane, and just handed it to him. Like, here's your game. And we can like niggas can do that at any time. So like, just because your shit's wrapped doesn't mean it's new. It
yeah,
just
my
means
uncle.
Plastic on it.
My uncle has he used to work there at GameStop, and he was telling me that another thing they would do is they would take used games and put them in the new section.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to buy, you bring that box up there like, hey, dog, I'm trying to get such and such. They just pull out the used game. Like, they don't give you the new shit that is wrapped up in the plastic. It's just like you meant to pick like, oh, yeah, let me get this used one for you. I was like, man, that's fucked up, man. Yep. He's like, man, we don't make shit off of selling the regular game.
Nope.
So anyway.
Thanks, nerd.
GameStop makes all, like any company like that, makes all their money on used games. So they're trying to fuck you over in the quickest way possible.
So,
we were going to get them the fuck out of here, but now we got them for at least another 10 years.
Yeah, so thanks, guys.
I'm not reading all of this shit, but there was a fake ass troll post by a heartbroken, quote unquote, heartbroken MS employee on pasteman.com. Yes.
I'm glad they figured out that was fake because it seemed fake as shit.
It did.
Everybody ran with that. Like, this isn't the internet and niggas lie on the internet.
Niggas right. Don't do journalism anymore, bro.
As soon as it said anonymous, I was like, that's bullshit because the next headline would be Mark Shepard gets fired from Microsoft. And like, right. we would have known immediately because anytime shit like this drops, the company is going to be, and it's Microsoft too, nigga. They would just be like,
who do we fire recently?
Yeah. Right, and he would, and a bitch ass nigga like this would have been telling everybody on Twitter, "I got fired because I know the truth."
Not only that, if you look at it logically, this was supposed to be like a Microsoft engineer, a dude that made the Xbox One, and then because the shit wasn't coming out, was talking about the features, but he was talking about all the features in a negative way. When if he was an engineer, he would have made those features, so why would he shit on them?
Right,
you know what I mean? Like none of it made sense.
Yeah. So anyway.
That the one that they were talking about? The whole it was a time limit on the family share.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say that was true. It's not true, but let's say it was. I still would like that feature because there's been plenty of times. Like again, I'll use Spider-Man: Shattered Dimensions that Rod and Phenom both talked about. If Rod could get that to me for 20 minutes, so I could play it to see if I actually wanted it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd take that over what we can do now. Because right now, when you get a digital game, you're either in or you're out. You buy it, and it sucks. Then what can you do? If I know Rod says, hey, you might like this game, try it out, see if you like it. And I start playing, and I'm like, fuck, this is a great demo. I want in on this shit. I'm going to go buy it now. And I want that feature. That's a cool feature to have. Like, I've never seen so many people get outraged and be bet against their own interests to give money to a company. Because now Xbox One sales are up, and I'm like, so Xbox tells you they're taking away features and you give them more of your money now? Mm-hmm. You niggas are stupid.
The worst shit to me is niggas that said, don't buy an Xbox One because Microsoft doesn't care about the consumer. And if they cared about the consumer, they switch the policies. And then they switch the policies and they're like, well, I'm not going to buy it now because they did it in the first place. Fuck them.
Yeah, like, they're like, they're weak. I like that. This makes you look weak. I'm not buying it. Like,
you were never going to buy
it. You weren't going to buy it, though. Remember?
Yeah.
This is just you. They do what you want and you're still not buying it. So, mm-hmm. you know, this is that console war shit that I'm always trying to avoid because really, this is like one of the reasons that I have a hard time pulling for sports teams where it's like, but let's be real, y'all. These niggas don't give a fuck about us and they shouldn't. You know, like they just promise you entertainment for a certain amount of money. Can we stop being suckers about this? I gotta get this last thing in here because it's actually pretty cool. And nobody's talking about it. But according to Major Nelson, did y'all know you're gonna be able to plug your Xbox 360 into your Xbox One?
No.
Wait, to do what?
So you can use it through there. You know how there's like, well, what about backwards compatibility?
Wait, what? Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, god damn. I need to pop champagne. Fuck yeah, all you PS4 niggas. That's amazing.
I put the article in the chat, but, you'll be able to plug it in with the new HDMI, port. They have an in port now instead of just an out port. You'll be able to plug it in, through that and you'll still be able to keep your 360, hook it up to your Xbox One.
So about that backwards compatibility.
Right.
Oh, wait, wait. Xbox now has backwards compatibility.
Yeah. What's but more backwardsly? You don't have to go to the cloud. You don't have to rebuy your game. What's more backwardsly compatible than, keeping your shit?
So basically you get to show off your two systems, old system, new system, side by side, working together to give you the power of video game innovation.
Mm-hmm.
Even hearing myself say that made me sound amazing.
Because that's one thing I was really thinking about. Like, I wasn't getting rid of my Xbox because I own the R2-D2 Xbox. But I'm like, I'm not going to keep the shit plugged up anymore because I don't have enough inputs, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But now you're telling me I can use one and get my TV and my Xbox 360 and my Xbox One. Fuck you guys. Like, this shit winning still.
So, wait, I got a question now. Because, like, again, this is just me thinking next-gen shit, and it's not about me being a Microsoft fanboy or anything like this. Because if PS can do this, if PS4 can do this, I also find it awesome. They just, again, Sony just has not announced any of their really next-gen shit because they're afraid of announcing it. But let's say they could. No, that means if I have the new Kinect, and I can turn that on, and then the Xbox, and if I can switch between the two and... Nigga, like, that's cool. Like, somebody's gonna be like, well, I don't care about that. Like, then what do you care about? Like, that is awesome. Like, I don't understand what people want out of a system if you can't do shit like this. Like, that means that the Xbox 360 is never really going to be, like, I was like, Sterling, what, it's not even about the input, it's like, what am I gonna do with it now? Because I'm like, once I go to another system, I shouldn't need my 360 anymore. Mm-hmm. If I can then control everything, unless I can control, they get this cable pass-through thing working correctly, then I can do everything through my Xbox One. Yeah, I have a cable box,
right.
But I'll never really need to actually access the cable box that I can do everything through voice commands on my Xbox One.
Yep, he says it's the only console right now that has an HDMI in and is going to absolutely allow you to plug in, for instance, your cable, your set-top box, your old Xbox. Like, that's dope, man.
That is.
So anyway, man, this has been.
I'm officially an Xbox fanboy. You call me a fanboy. You call me an Xbox dick riding Microsoft son of a bitch. Call me one, cause you know what? I just don't like you motherfuckers.
Like I said, I just want
y'all made this nigga Xbox dad.
I just want.
He walked in the room neutral.
Right.
The fuck just happened?
I just want them. I want Sony and Microsoft to stop cowering in and appealing to the least common denominator of people who don't get what they're trying to do. And I want Sony to come out there and say, "This is the next gen shit we're doing." Because I feel like I feel like Sony is trying to bury the lead on that because they see the backlash that Microsoft got, and it's a brilliant PR war for attracting idiots. But for somebody like me who is like, well, dude, I'm not going to buy this system on day one now because it's not doing anything different than what my current system are doing. I don't know. Like, I want it to do something different. This is the shit that I want to hear. Mm-hmm. If you can do this shit with the PS4, all right, now we have a real war now. Now I got to see what I'm really going to buy. Because games don't do shit for me because you guys are going to be doing games on either fucking system. So that shit doesn't fucking matter to me.
Yeah, it's a stupid argument for people right. to make that. Well, I only play fighter games and sports games. Madden and Street Fighter are going to be coming out on both systems because those aren't first party franchises like most fighter right. and sports games.
You know? And they're probably on the system you're playing now. So again, it's like mm-hmm. what I need to see, unless you're, and again, not talking about people like Sterling who clearly have an addiction. Yeah. I'm talking about people who are so on some, I'm only going to, I want next gen. Okay. What is it the next gen you're getting? Like, that's what I want. And right now, the only next gen shit I've heard is from Microsoft when they did that first announcement they really did where they talked about their hardware and the shit that Sony has leaked online but hasn't put in any of their official like I said, that PlayStation Playroom shit that they did, I was intrigued. I was like, show me more of that.
Right.
Show me more of that. That is what your next gen shit is. Show me what you're trying to do. You're trying to build this entertainment hub with videos and things like that. All right, go into more detail. Are you going to get exclusive content? Are you going to be like Netflix, since you are an entertainment company? Are you going to be like Netflix and have your own, like Netflix has their own developed shows where right. you can now get the entire fucking season, of day like House of Cards and that. Is Sony going to do some shit like that is only available on the PS4? You do that.
Yeah, they're going to do it, they think. But right. they're not sure because everybody doesn't have an internet connection.
Microsoft already announced it with the Halo TV show. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like
they're gonna do it, but they're gonna require that you go to the store and buy a Sony Blu-ray and put it in your console because of DRM. Look, we gotta wrap up, man. So I'm gonna drop it, but
in case you want to trade that DVD to your friend later,
make sure y'all check out Chris and his podcast, The Insanity Check. Insanity Check podcast. Him and Kev go in. The whole crew is on there all the time, man. You guys are getting close to 500, right?
400 actually, and 400. Next week we're trying to get the all NWFO on again, so we can have a little 400 show. So yeah.
Oh, we'll be there. We will be there. It's gonna be 400 loco. Although I will never drink one of those again.
I still have a 4 loco, no. And I'll think about bringing it out.
I won't.
Yo, good luck to you, brother.
Right. Hey. Just know that we wish you the best.
I will be drinking a Bud Limeade, Limerita.
We might really see Chris die on camera if he drinks that 4 Loko.
I will be slowly sipping some whiskey, slowly, very slowly. We will also have, and then also, man, got to thank Brandon from Where's My 40 Acres, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming through, man. I know you with the move and everything, you've been busy. I haven't been able to get you on the last few weeks, but... people love hearing you on the Nerd Off, man.
Yeah, well, let them know that while I was on this show, I also put out 2 new episodes this week for people who kept asking me, where the boob tube, nigga? Where the fucking We Watch Ratchets at, nigga? I just put them up there. Leave me alone. I'm still moving.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did y'all do an episode this week? But I was like, oh, wait, wasn't he moving? I didn't even want to. I was like, who knows? But as much as you guys do anyway, man, shit. Y'all, I knew something would be coming out. You know how it is. And Sterling, man, Sterling, are you on the podcast or not, man? What's going on?
I am. I'm co-hosting a podcast with somebody else. We only do it like 2 times a month right now.
Okay.
Hopefully after I'm going to have to go into the hospital in like September. When I come out, I'm going to do like my own shit so it can be out more like, like once a week or so.
Yeah, drop the name of it, man. Tell everybody where to find it.
It's the Gamers United podcast. You can go on iTunes or Stitcher, search Gamers United. If you want to just see nerd shit, go on Facebook and look up the Gamers United group. We talking about video games there all the time.
All right, cool, man. I'll never see you promote that shit.
Yeah, I be slacking, yo.
I found out slacking. By accident. I just remember being like, I was looking at something. I was like, I saw you retweet this. Are you on this podcast? And it was like, yeah. I was like, goddamn, nigga, tell somebody.
Yeah, I could probably do that. It would probably help for people to want to listen. Yeah. That would make sense.
People like you, man. You support so many shows and shit. People are going to be like, who is this guy, the wound god? So, man, check him out, guys. And, of course, the blackoutist.com, and slash premium. Oh, hold on. I'm getting an echo from somebody. Is it Chris or Sterling? Hold on. Hey, it's Sterling. All right. Hold on, Sterling. I'm going to call you right back. But, make sure you guys, hit us up on the blackoutist.com/premium, all that stuff. Appreciate everybody leaving comments. Hey, you are welcome to email the show. You're welcome to leave comments. I can't promise you won't get cussed out. but I can promise you you'll be entertained by whatever response happened to your shit.
And just for the record, just to say this, the comments I made on this show are do not represent or are not endorsed by the Black Eye Who Tips and Rod and Karen. They are solely my comments, and I meant every fucking one of them. All
right? Oh, love y'all niggas, man. All right, dog. Y'all have a good one out there in podcast land. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.